Blake benefits. It was packed at our local picture house for the showing of the latest Ken Loach movie, I, Daniel Blake. I had heard mixed reviews, and was interested in how it compares to my own experiences and those around me. I was very skeptical when I sat down, but was immediately drawn in. I remember when my mum was deemed fit to work despite nearly collapsing in the assessment. I remember seeing her gradual loss of weight from stress and sickness while she was going through appeal. Like many others, the original decision was overturned, and she got reinstated with her benefits. But that was after months and months of stress, trying to look for work, while knowing full well she was not well enough. I also remember a guy coming into our local Unite Community Center, deemed fit to work as he managed to walk his children to school each day, despite the fact he could then not move for the rest of the day. I had the embarrassment of when a fellow trade unionist gave me a fiver as I didn't have enough food to eat, and couldn't afford sanitary products. I was on a zero-hour contract and my employer had refused to pay me. The DWP refused to give me benefits that week as I had admitted I had done work. This is the real situation for many people every day. Rising rents, electric, gas and food costs with no increase in wages. I was one of the in-work poor. It was very difficult to combat my employer, as if I stopped work I would be sanctioned and lose everything. We need a minimum wage of £10 an hour, so people can actually live without relying on benefits despite being in work. We also need a benefits system that does not condemn the poor and disabled, and provides enough that you can actually live off. A former zero-hour contract worker, Leeds,